Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelts and prepare for landing.
The Jet Life Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting your host,
the G6. Yeah!
Good evening, everybody. This is G6. This was Fly High Sports Radio with your co-host, Tarheel Tony. I think he's running a little bit behind, so we're going to keep the train moving. Lots to talk about tonight. We got Odell Beckham Jr.'s contract. We got NFL preseason football. Giants, Panthers, any other team you want to talk about? So we got some topics out there. Tiger Woods. Talk about a few things tonight, possibly. But yeah, I guess we're going to be the show off with definitely Odell Beckham Jr. getting his contract, $95 million, $65 million guaranteed. That's some pretty big stuff, man. I think he's the highest paid wide receiver in the league. Hey, man, I think it's well deserved. I think he's getting about around. I think it averages out to about $20 million a year, at least for the first 3 years. So it's not like it's front loaded. Hey, man, 2 or 3 years, the Giants can get out of it if they need to. We can walk away. If that's what it is, and hey, I'm not mad at that, man. What else we got going on?
My bad, Charles. I got caught up, man. I'm on the road again tonight. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. You can. It's all good, man.
I know you just got on, but how about them Panthers?
Man.
It was kind of sharp the other night. If them weapons is Samuel Pumble last all, y'all, the league in trouble. I'm going to be honest with you. If we capable of winning the NFC if these wide receivers step up.
It's just preseason.
I understand, but, hey, that was a nice stretch rehearsal going into the third quarter against the Pats. Brady didn't do nothing, and I know he's a competitor. I know he'd be wanting to do something. He wanted to get in that end zone. We said,
We
look kind of promising. It's going to be a tough division for us. We look good.
I will say this. I've been saying for months now, y'all a sneaky good team, man. Not a lot of people talking about y'all as front runners or nothing like that, but I love the moves that Marty Herney made as far as the draft. Can't believe I'm saying that because I'm the biggest critiquer of Marty Herney. He learned a lot, I guess, in years he was, he had to sit back and watch that fire.
Right.
But he came back.
I think when he stepped back,
that
helped him out. He made some good moves,
some good draft picks, man. So, I ain't mad at
y'all,
man.
Y'all ready for the change?
Yeah, man. Hey, like I was telling you, man, I'm in my bathroom, too. That's why I sound kind of monotone. I'm in my dang on bathroom, man. But look, man. Eli went up and down the field. Just the most confident I've seen Eli look in 7 years, man. He was smiling. He was happy. He was having fun. He was making the right decisions. And this without Beckham and Barkley being on the field. He was doing this with Stewart, Goldman at running back, wide receivers, Latimer, Shepard, Roger Lewis, the other Shepherd. I mean, he doing this with lesser talent. He was taking them right down the field, methodically, man. I mean, that alone, as a Giants fan, should make you feel good that we made the right decision bringing on Sherman. Definitely bringing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. I don't care how good you are, if you're not in a good scheme or you're not on the same page, your coach was obviously that was going on because he was gone so fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all did have a good one decent season. Then y'all went to playoffs with him 1 year, didn't you?
We went to playoffs with McAdoo. Yeah, we went to playoffs with McAdoo.
His first year, right? Yeah.
But that was a facade.
Success there, but that might have been not a good fit for Eli, man. And you know he'll never be the type to complain. But
right.
It wasn't a good fit, Tone.
It wasn't a good fit, and the year we went to the playoffs, that was all defense, man.
Right.
That was all defense. We had some games go our way. The offense didn't do jack that year. Let's just be honest. They didn't do anything. They was bad. It was a bad offense. It showed up in the playoffs. In the playoffs, all three phases have to be in one accord if you're going to win a bowl. And it wasn't. We got knocked out the first round, and it is what it is. We may have had a bye ring. But then we played Green Bay. They knocked us out. So, yeah, man. Janoris Jenkins made a statement yesterday, the day before. He said, man, we all love and respect Pat Sherman, man. He has the team respect and attention. That's saying a lot, man. McAdoo just didn't hold the same, respect or wasn't held in high regard like that in that locker room. I think Eli didn't like him like that. I don't think he hated him, but he just never seemed comfortable in that scheme. He never seemed comfortable with the playbook. The personnel wasn't right. I think this year he has a lot to be excited for. And you can see it on his face, man. Eli back to have both fun.
Eli 14 or 15?
This is 15th year. 15th year, man. So
that is
I think he came, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, he came in with Chris Gamble.
04.
Cornerback Chris Gamble.
Yeah, 04. Yeah, 04.
Yep.
The year we went to the Super Bowl, we grounded. Dang, that's crazy. 15 years, man, that's about fast.
Yeah.
Cam, and it's 8
yeah.
years. I mean.
I know it.
That's crazy.
We'll get to some callers, man. I know a lot of Giants fans are calling for Jonathan Stewart to be released. He did fumble. He fumbled on Friday. just hasn't looked good at all, man. He hasn't looked good at all as far as on the field. But I think what you got to understand. He's been giving up. He ready to cut ties with him. But I'll say this, Tone. I'll say this about Stewart, man. You need about three good roster spots for guys who are just there just to be rah-rah guys. Every good championship team has those old head guys. That's not necessarily contributing to the team like that. So I think you need them. You need them around. So is that your phone? Yeah, that might have been Tom. I'm a mute him for a minute. I just think you gotta have that veteran presence. It is what it is. I think you get by this year. You definitely release a Stewart. Not to say that Barkley needs a mentor or anything like that as far as his character and thing like that. It's not about that. It's about showing the youngster how to prepare. The NFL is different. You know, he already tweaked his hamstring because the NFL is different. You know, you're hitting another gear. You don't realize that. Same thing happened to Beckham early on in his career where he had that hamstring. That's all in how you prepare your body, take care of your body, stuff like that, man. So those veterans are needed. They're needed. Let me see a tone. Let me see a touch. See if he got it straightened out. Tone.
Yeah, I'm riding in the backwoods. I apologize. I'm talking about when I say I'm in the middle of nowhere, it came
well,
and go.
County,
yeah,
man.
I was in a little. No, man, I'm back out. I'm in the backwoods of South Carolina, man. I'm in Sharon, South Carolina.
Come on, man. You go high and
I tried
that
to get
dollar
in.
Field.
I tried to get in and ate, man, and be relaxed and all that. But this is the second week in a row I'm on the road with the phone, man. But it is.
Oh,
hey, I'm here, man.
Leachy.
Oh, back gumming,
yeah,
I'm here.
Hey, that's it.
I'm
man.
Here, back gumming.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, let's go to the callers, man. Oh, but one last thing before we bring on the callers. There may be some changes next week. This is technically, on the network that we are on, this is technically the last week of Fly High Sports Radio. But we got some things in the works with the Ice Cold Sports Show, Mike Black, where we're going to keep the train moving. But as far as this network go, this may be the last week on this platform, which is Blog Talk Radio. They're talking about making some changes. So, you know, we may go live, may go video. We just don't know yet, but we'll have more information as the week go on and over the weekend. But, yeah, let's go to the call.
Charles, before you go to the call, I want to get anybody that's on my question on that guy that shooted at the gaming tournament in Jacksonville. I just want to hear a couple people talk. He was under a lot of psychic evaluation, man, since he was like 12, man. Wouldn't mind nobody touching on that. Dude lost, came back, shot the place up. That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. That right there was, I played Madden. You know that. I'm a religious Madden fan, man. But that was pretty ridiculous, man. You know, it's just a game. That you should get some serious mental problems, man.
Right. He went after the gamers. They said he walked by people and went specifically to the gamers. You know, I guess he's trying to shoot somebody to kill. I mean, that's crazy, man. You can't even enjoy your Madden EA tournament no more. That is crazy.
Man, I don't know if you've seen the clip where they're showing the two gamers that was actually in a game.
They were streaming live.
They were on a live video. Yeah, I don't know if you saw that or not, man. But, yeah, man, like I say, that was pretty wild, man. And that's unfortunate, you know, those two guys that was playing lost their life over a video game, man. But, hey, man, there's some crazy mental people in the world that you just don't know, man. You standing right beside this person, you don't know this. You just never know. So, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to their family, man. And,
for sure.
Hey, that's all you can do, man. Hey, you know, that's all we can do. But, hey, I guess let's go to the first caller, man. Jason been waiting. I think he came on before the show started, man. So let's go to Jason. See if he can get him on here. Jason.
Uh-oh. You still on the toilet, Charles?
Jason at the bowling alley.
Charles is still on the toilet, man. You good?
Jason, you bowling? What you out there, bowling? What you doing?
Nah, I ain't bowling, dude. Man, I got so much to talk about. I'm just going to go down my little list really quickly. So, Blue Blue Show, NYG Frontliners announced their plans for Atlanta. It's looking like it's going to be a lot of fun in Atlanta. Charles, I know you're coming out. I know that the champ's coming down. Tony, are you coming out to Atlanta?
Is it a Monday night?
It's a Monday night game, yeah.
I'm thinking about doing it long today when we play. I don't mind coming out the game, but I don't think it's here with my game. But I went to Dallas and Atlanta on all week. I stayed in Atlanta last year. And
okay.
I went to
Atlanta, Dallas.
I had some cousins and them came down, and I gave, but we didn't play that think we either played Monday night or we was off that week. But I went, as long as we're not playing, I don't mind doing stuff like that.
Yeah, it was great to see you two times. I mean, we've already got Charlotte all planned out like we were talking about last time. We got this full party set up. And as you know, for your request, we're going to get a bunch of hairy dudes in that pool just for you.
What week is that? What week do y'all play them?
Charles, help me out. November 20.
Oh, okay.
Charles, help me out.
Okay, later. Week 9 or 10, something like that.
Yeah. We got the pool.
I think it's October
okay.
as well.
Maybe. I'm not sure, dude. I'm not sure.
It's in October?
Weeks after Carolina. Yeah, it's 2 weeks
Charles,
after
Atlanta
Carolina.
Atlanta Giants is in October?
October 22nd. It's a week.
It is. Oh, okay. So it's
a
two weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good. Great. So I got some Tiger Woods news to talk about. I was kind of, I couldn't wait to talk about this too. You know, I guess after Tiger played, they were interviewing him. And I didn't know this, but you guys, since you guys are the golf pros, you guys are heavy into golf, and I know that you speak a lot about Tiger Woods, but I didn't know that him and Donald Trump have golfed quite often and have a very professional relationship on the league. So Tiger was saying something to the extent to reporters, hey, you guys need to respect the president. I kind of felt like, you know, Tiger, you're a sports dude. I think you should focus more on the golf world and kind of going down that road saying that you should respect the president, the office of the president.
Well, can I say this, Jason? Because you kind of, the way you worded it, I think, was a little different than the way it happened. First of all, they kind of forced him into a corner to speak on it. He don't even like speaking on this stuff. They kind of kept hounding him till he finally said something. First of all, he didn't even really – he does try to keep that separate. But he said, from the way I understood it, he said you don't have to respect them, but you should respect the office. I took it as he just was trying to say the politically correct thing. But they kind of forced him to say it, man, because he didn't even want to speak on it. And he said they just kept hounding – well, they didn't say that, but from what I gathered – they kept hounding him about it till he finally spoke on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't know. I just read the ESPN article. I didn't know that
right.
you were having the past talk together.
But it sounded like the politically correct thing. He was trying to spout. To me, it sounded like he was just straddling the fence. Me personally, that's kind of the way it sounded to me. Like, I don't want to go out there too much. I'm just going to say the politically correct thing. That's kind of the way I took it. I could be wrong, though.
Okay, all right. And then, hey, lastly, I'm really excited that, you know, we're pretty much less than 2 weeks away from football. And, Charles, I'm hoping that you'll agree with me. Tony, you're going to laugh at this, but I'm really excited that a position is being made for Jonathan Stewart. He's really earned that spot so far from OTAs to the three exhibition games. I'm really happy he's going to make that team.
Huh. Well, like I say, man, you got to have those type of guys on your team. And you don't necessarily have to be Jonathan Stewart. It's just those type of guys, especially where Jonathan's coming from, with having very bad culture and very bad locker room presence with their team over the last 5 years. We've had some very bad leaders. And the team has really gotten away from what we traditionally know as Giants, what we love about the Giants. You know, so you had to thrust in some of those high character guys, Barlow, William Gay, Jonathan Stewart. You need those guys in the locker room to right the ship and get this Giants team, get this Giants culture back on track, man. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a one-year deal.
You don't have to dress him, though, Charles, right?
Say it again?
I said, he can make the team, but, you know, the way he's playing, you don't have to dress him. You can just give him a healthy scratch, and he can play mentor the entire season until his services are no longer needed. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Wayne Gallman has pleasantly been
a pleasant
surprise.
Number two, baby. Number two, baby.
Yeah, he's gonna be, like you said, he's gonna be the number two. So we're good in that area. You know, Barkley's gonna be the starter. Garner's gonna be the two. Hey, Stewart knows his role. They interviewed him. He knows what he's here for. I wouldn't be totally shocked if they didn't if he got cut. You know, Gettleman will cut
bad deal
in a heartbeat. But
he would definitely do that.
He will cut you. I think
you're not performing. You're not gonna be on that team if you ain't performing.
You don't produce, you don't play.
Yeah, and we can still release him. We will only save $600,000 in the cap space, but hey, that's $600,000 cap that you could use on some undrafted guys, maybe those other little running backs that's been looking pretty good this off season. Stewart's not a lock. He's not a lock.
Charles, I don't. Not to cut you off, but I don't know if you paid attention. You probably have, because you analytical. But one thing Gettleman does, and he kind of left that here with us. We still do it too. He creates a lot of competition, man. He creates a lot of competition at the position. And whoever's the best player, he don't care who makes what money. The best player is going to win that position battle. They don't care about no money. If you play better than somebody making a lot more than you, that they could care less. He's going to play the best player that looks the best or plays the best.
That's true. That's true. That's true. So, yeah, I mean, hey, is he playing bad? He's playing bad, man. We know that. But, you know, like I said, the same token, man, it is what it is. And, Dalvin definitely got planning.
Yep.
We assume that Barkley's not playing. Yeah. I mean, anybody, Stevie Wonder can see that, man. But yeah, man. but I do know what kind of locker room guy. I know what kind of locker room guy Stewart is as well, though. His time here in Carolina, he's the ultimate professional, and he will when the chips are down and when things are not going the right way. That's a very positive dude that you want around in your locker room. I do know that. You know, it wasn't all peaches and cream in Carolina, man, but he's one of those high character guys that would keep you in the middle of the road and not, you know, and not have the team go one way or the other. You know, even when you're winning, same thing. It's the same thing. He'll keep him balanced. Temperament. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But hey, tell me what you think about this. What do you think about the OBJ contract, man? Let's get into that a little bit. What do you think about?
I think it's deserved. I think it's well deserved. His ankle.
Tony got kicked. Let me bring on Big O.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's your thoughts on everything, Giants, man?
Man, hey, man, I heard y'all talking, man. I heard y'all talking a little bit of Jonathan Stewart. I was like, is that Andre Williams out there? I thought that was Andre Williams. That's Jonathan Stewart? Okay.
well. I'm sorry about that, Charles.
Oh, you good, Tone? You back in?
What's up, Tone?
Yeah. What's going on, my brother? I can't call it. Let me finish that, Charles.
What you were saying.
I appreciate it. Let me. I'm gonna make it quick. Like I was saying, I personally, the contract is well deserved. He's setting the precedence for the new contract. I kind of like it because it's gonna create a big bombshell in Atlanta. So I want them to get a big mess going on down there. I like that. But like I was saying, I'll take OBJ over Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown do run better routes than him, but that's something I think OBJ can get that can be better than him. But that's the only thing I would give Antonio Brown over OBJ. I'll take OBJ over Antonio Brown. But I don't. You'll have to tie my arm behind my back with Julio. Julio is a different animal. He's a little bit more physical than OBJ, so it depends on what you would want. But that's 1A and 1A. I mean, you splitting hairs when you're talking OBJ and Julio Jones. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for. I mean, because OBJ probably look faster. Well, dang, I don't know about that. They probably run about, oh, man. But it's well-deserved. Long story short, it's well-deserved. I'm happy for him. I just hope I think he can relax now, and I think you'll probably get a better player now that he don't have to worry about that money. Some people will crumble under that, but I think he'll bust out because of it. That's just personally, but we'll see.
I feel you. The only thing, and Big O, I'll let you go ahead and speak, man. The only thing I would say to that is the only difference, the comparison I make, man, is that AB did have Le'Veon Bell to take a lot of heat off and a lot of tension off himself, where OBJ had Dilly Jack Squat. You know, he doing this knowing it's a double team, knowing they're rolling coverage. No running game. Teams
right.
pretty much planning around you. That's the only edge I give him over Julio and I give over AB. It's not talent-wise. It's just the fact that even with Julio, you know, they got two good running backs down there.
That's true.
You know, so, you know, that's why I'm interested to see how this team is with him and Barkley on, you know, out there, Ingram, you know, with this new scheme, man. I'm pretty excited. We hadn't seen it all preseason. Beckham hadn't played a snap. So it's going to be interesting that first game, man, against the Jags. I got us winning that game, man.
But you know what, Charles? And it's funny you say that. I was sitting here thinking, because you are correct with that running game, and I think that'll be the difference between, because OBJ, even though the numbers he's had, You know well as I know, he'll have a few games where they'll just ball him up. I mean, ain't nothing he can do. And I think, and I do think he'll be more, with a running game, I think he will be more consistent, which is bad for the league. You know, I root for him as long as he ain't playing for us. I like him, personally. I mess with you a lot. But you can't, I always respect people that's talented like that, man. I mean, that's a talent. That's a one-in-a-lifetime type. Well, not one-in-a-lifetime, but players like him don't come around as often, man.
Generational.
You know,
generational
and he's good for the league. You know, he a little young and a little high-headed. He done a couple of things. But that's just, I think him getting this money, I think he's going to take more responsibility for that type of stuff.
Man, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, man. Like I say, hey. We right there to see how this thing gonna all pan out, man. Eli Manning ain't got no excuses. I do know that he has zero excuses. But I like what I'm seeing out of Eli. I'm gonna be honest, man. I like what I'm seeing out of Eli. I had to see it to believe it, but he's done some good things this preseason without those two weapons, man. And it only could be encouraging moving forward. Big O, man. What's your thoughts, man?
Man, hey, I'm going to touch on all three of that, man. First, Jonathan Stewart, because I heard the last caller, you know, was kind of like, you know, just up on Jonathan Stewart, man. I'll be honest, man. Our third running back is going to be determined this preseason game, man. Simmons, the other guy that they've been running pretty good. What is it, Martin? They've been running, man. Presley, whatever this guy named, he's been, you know, last week's game, you know, the tail end of that game, he was showing a little something too. Jonathan Stewart, man, there's no more tread left on them tires, man. Carolina used it all up.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought it was, but I'm just being honest from what I've seen the first three games. It's just like, you know, he's just there for the mentorship for now. And I really think Saquon Barkley is a leader. I don't think he needs any mentorship. I think he's just built with that package. Let that young backs back there gel together. Let him be that leader. I think he backs up what he says. And he's just that good guy, man. I'm not worried about the backfield needing mentorship anymore. Jonathan Stewart, I think, would be just a waste of a roster spot if we keep him, man. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
With the OBJ thing, you already know I'm excited. I was happy. Some people was a little upset the way he was partying, man. I just told him, man, that's another young Deion, man. That can talk, that can party, talk trash, and back it up. He don't talk trash. He's just that guy that just – he just loves the game, man. He's passionate, man. He's that dude. Odell has never really gotten in trouble out there. You don't hear nothing about Odell besides that little so-called claiming that he was holding a joint or something with that pizza with that chick. But other than that man is pretty even – that man's cool out there, man. He's not causing no trouble.
Hey, Big O.
He's a rock star, man.
Big O.
Yeah.
Big O, what was that song? Must be the money.
Must be the money. Remember Deion, man?
But
when Deion came to the league, man, Deion looked like Slick Rick. He had more change than Slick Rick, man.
Right.
And
the truth of the matter is, they picking these high profile athletes with a fine tooth comb. The dude is 20 something years old. He could be doing
right.
a lot worse things with all the money
right.
he got, man. I mean,
right,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? I mean, the real is, man, let them boys live their life, man.
Right.
Let them live their life because they're going to get older and, you know, and they don't want no regrets, man. If I had that amount of
right.
money, trust me.
Right.
I would have, I probably would have done something a little bit more than sitting in a hotel room and, you know, sitting
right.
on a boat.
Right.
You know, and they just picking these young athletes with fine tooth combs, and it's unwarranted. Most and nine
right,
times
right.
out of ten, it's unwarranted. And it's
yeah,
not just
man.
Him;
they,
it's Tam. It's all these high profile athletes, man.
Right.
They looking
they're
for something
older.
Under.
They're
trying
they're
to find
learn.
Something that's not there. And they got to be
learn.
Smart too. Guys like Odell, they got to know. They got to be smarter than that, and knowing that certain people are trying to find anything on them, and they have to. They got to be smart. I mean, I think they should be able
right.
to do what they want to do, but in reality,
yeah,
they're
gonna
they can't.
They'll be all right, man. I'm telling you, Odell is not what people think he is. He is a smart,
hey, if he wasn't who they think he was, y'all wouldn't have given
dude.
$65 million guaranteed.
Right,
trust
right,
me. They
man.
Know
He's
what they know who they
dude,
paying.
Man. He respects authority. He respects elders, man. He respects power. He does. He knows what he's doing, man. He just knows he's a rock star. He's selling jerseys, and
exactly.
he has a way to walk with it, you know. But other than that, man, I'm okay with it, man. He's gonna be all right. He's gonna be our Deion
they
on
know,
offense, man.
Trust
that
me. Our organization know who they just paid. They know who they just gave a bunch of money to.
Right,
trust
right, me. Right, man. And trust me, let me tell you, Odell's them players love him, man. They love him, man. It's like, man, this man just don't bring his athletic ability and his talent. Man, it's just who he is, man. When that man's in the locker room, man, it's a different locker room. When that man's ready to play, man, it elevates everybody to bring the best out of them. We didn't have the coaching staff to put it together. Now we do. I'm telling you, man,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be something different. The only
thing
is, just like y'all been saying, the only way this thing don't work is the nucleus, man, Eli. If Eli's not that guy we hope he could be, you know, or just that – one season or two season that he can show that his elite ability that we've been waiting for all our lives. I don't know, man. I just think, man, is these young guys behind him is somebody one of those two. And my belief is Kyle Loletta. I think he's gonna be that guy for the Giants, man. It's just something about this kid, his accuracy, his swagger, his pause, how he speaks. Everything, man, that this man was picked, he's going to be the Giants quarterback. But going back to Odell, man, he's ready. I'm glad he got that, man. I'm happy for him. The locker room was celebrating with him. That shows love, man. Them boys are together. And I see something's about the spark in there, man. The only thing I'm worried about, though, man, and Jet, we already talked about this, is I just don't think, and I hopefully I'm just wrong, and it's just, a basic package they were showing, and they got an answer for this. But I just don't think on coverage, man, our linebackers is going to be a problem for them when it comes to covering
Big O,
some good tight ends and running backs.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of the linebackers, man, I think OV, he has a high ankle sprain. usually a high ankle sprain is a good month out, unless he got a hypothermic chamber or something like that, where he when them bubbles or something, that's a good month out or more. I think it's a little bit more serious than we you know, we hearing about. He didn't tear anything. He didn't tear anything, but a high, it's not a mild sprain. It's a high ankle sprain, man. So I had one of those.
Trust me. He's out.
Yeah, I mean, he could be out for 2 months with that thing, man.
Right. Who had a high ankle? Who are you talking about, Charles?
Olivia Vernon.
Oh, when they having that week three preseason game?
No, two days ago.
2 days later. Yeah, it happened in
practice.
Man.
It happened.
He had carted off. Here's my question. And me and Black's on. I'm gonna let you answer this. I'm gonna go to Black then to Sim. But what you think about the prospects of a Khalil Mack? You trading for a Khalil Mack, man. Khalil Mack said today, or he came out today, you know, he's prepared to miss regular season games. He's pretty much over it over there in Oakland. You know, he's not going to show up. What's your thought?
I read y'all was interested.
Yeah,
we
was,
I'm just speaking realistically. I just don't – how are we going to get him in there, man? I just don't see it. Without we taking a major hit somewhere, we have to take a major hit somewhere in order to get this guy. Now, man, to have that, that'd be just to me like an Odell on defense. You know, a leader, a man amongst men that can lead an army. I mean, he is a leader. He backs up what you know. You know the guy. You see him out there, man. That man is he is that guy. But it costs a lot, man. It costs a lot to get this man on the team. Now Oviedo went down. That would have been something to trade, but nobody's going to trade something that's hurt, you know. And looking at Oviedo's production the last couple of years, you're going to have to add something to that package deal, you know.
Yeah, I'm over Oviedo, man. Well,
you're
going
to have to add something. But now we're saying that Carter's going to be there, man. We just gonna have to be prepared for the ups and downs. He's a rookie, you know. He's gonna get caught by the okie dokes. You gotta, you know, you're not gonna be able to. You're dealing with veterans now. Yeah. You're dealing with veterans, so you're gonna get some heavy hands put on you. It's gonna be something new, man. So I'm just being real with myself. This first game is really a good game to see who, you know, mano y mano. What's going? This is what the league's about, man. Are you guys ready, man? You know, real men can win these type games, man. No matter who you is, man. But I'm just prepared for it. Look, man. This is. Go ahead.
I'll say this, Big O. And hey, man, I appreciate your opinion. We're gonna come back. Try to get back around to you. I'll say this, Big O, man. At the end of the day, hey, look, man. Olivier Vernon making $17 million. Odell Beckham's salary this season is $5 million. So they were able to lower his cap number, get him an extension, and move on. Hey, you trade for Khalil Mack. It's probably going to take a number one pick or a first round, not number one pick, but it's going to take a first round pick at least. And then you can figure out the back end. But, hey, man, you get him in. He's on a tag right now, I think. Oh, he's on an option. He's on a fish fear option. He's making 13. He's slated to make 13. Hey, man, you trade with the intentions of giving him an extension this year. You give him a lower cap number like you did Odell. And, hey, guess what? You get rid of OV next year. OV making $17 million a year. You can wipe that slate clean and replace that salary with Khalil's salary. You know, even if Khalil is going to make $20, $21 million a year, you already paying OV $17. You could just, you know, you could walk away from OV, which would be well-deserved, man. I mean, he's pretty much hasn't done anything. He's been injured. He's been injured, you know, in years past and really just never turned the corner. Hey, man, you already got – you already up there. You almost got his salary already with just OV, getting rid of OV's salary. So even if you have to restructure some guys like a Snacks who plan on being around, or Jenkins, who you pretty much not going to cut right now or in the next year or two, you can extend those. You can restructure those guys. Get rid of OV, and you can come in right. You still can come in under the salary cap and be able to add guys next year. There's a way to do it. Mathematically, you can make it happen. We know Gettleman's creative, so we just had to wait and see. Black, what's your thoughts on that, man?
Listen, superstars, can you guys hear me?
We can hear
superstars
you.
Superstars take you to the Super Bowl. When a guy like this comes on the market, you have to get him. That's why you pay Odell Beckham Jr. He is a superstar. You pay these
mm-hmm.
guys. Everybody does not have one. So guess what? Khalil Mack on the market, you should knock everything down and get the guy. At the end of the day, he's filling a hole. It's not like you're getting a guy and he's not filling a hole. This guy's a perennial Pro Bowler, 10-plus sacks a year. He's still young. He's hungry. He's sideline to sideline, speed, aggression, and hostility. That's giant football. That's what you need. This guy's a potential Pro Bowl, Hall of Famer. Get this guy. Seal the deal. I don't care. That's what you pay the money for. You pay the big money for the big player. But the big player gets you to the Super Bowl. They stop drives. They create turmoil. They stop long passes. That's what you need that guy for. That's what he brings to the table. And that's what you want, man. He solidifies his defense. That's what you need. That's fundamental football. He makes everybody else look better. He keeps the offense. I mean, gets the offense back on the field. Gets them the ball back. That's what you need, man. That's what the guy is. He's a one man wrecking ball. You need that guy.
Hey, Black, I'm with you, man. And I'll say this, man. Hey, it's a lot of people that come available that I want. When the Honey Badger was available early on in the free agency process, and the Cardinals was letting him go, I was wanting to take a peek at him. That's just being a fan. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to always want to upgrade your talent, but Khalil Mack is a little bit different of a case. Hey, man, I would be willing to ship off a Jack Rabbit for a Khalil Mack. I would be willing to ship off not necessarily snacks, but, not Landon Collins either, but I'm willing to part ways with maybe even a chef at wideout if that had to be a part of the deal. Just because, let's be honest, man, Shep is probably not going to be a Giant in 3 years, 4 years. He's probably not going to be one. He's probably going to chase the money and go elsewhere. Just because he's already a number one receiver on his team, and you pair him up with a top running back and a top tight end, it's not a lot of room at the top. Hey man, you had to part ways with whatever you had to do to get this guy. Like you said, these type of guys do not come on the market every day. He could be the best linebacker we had on the team since LT, and that's saying a lot. When you got that type of potential, I think you have to jump on it and make it happen. Hey, I'll give up a first rounder for Khalil Mack in a heartbeat. That's all.
Yes, sir.
You want, man. I get that up, man. That ain't nothing.
Yes, sir.
You ain't gonna friend no first rounder. That's gonna do what Khalil Mack's gonna do for the next 5 years for you. You're just not, man.
That's the first round pick that you don't have to worry about. You gladly give up that first round pick because that's what you hope to get with a first round pick. A Khalil Mack, a guy who's proven, a guy who's gonna make it happen. And you get him now, and then you can play with the numbers later, man. But you gotta get this guy in. You got to get him, sign him, bring him in. No,
mm-hmm.
Nothing else is
mm-hmm.
going to matter on that end. Big O took everything else I was going to talk about short of
okay.
I was going to talk about Lauletta. I was going to talk about everything Big O talked
Stewart.
About, I was going to talk about. Stewart, I think,
okay.
Listen, as far as a mentor, you could bring you already kind of got Tiki Barber running around, but – you don't need a roster to bring a mentor in to talk to this guy. Any of the great running backs from the past, if they're giant running backs, just any of the great running backs you could bring in and have him sit down. This guy's a student of the game.
is actually in college, never run behind a fullback. So he was watching tape on Adrian Peterson, running behind fullbacks. So at the end of the day, he's a student of the game. He's worked out with a lot of guys. He's studying a lot of guys. He studied the Cardinal running back, David Johnson. He studied different guys in the league. And, dude, I mean, I don't see, like Big O said, I don't see sacrificing a roster spot, especially with the Giants, because they need so much still. Why would you sacrifice a precious roster spot just to mentor a guy here and there? Bring in a guy. Just bring in a running back, somebody from the past. It doesn't matter. Just bring a guy in. Again, bring Tiki in and have him sit down and talk to the guy. Watch film together, that kind of, pick his brain. But you don't tie a roster spot up for that. They're too precious.
Hey, Black man, as always, definitely value your opinion. Tone, hey, Tone, got a quick question for you, man. Tone, you there? Okay, we're going to come back around. I had a pencil question for him, man. But let's go to Sim. Got about 15 minutes left, 14 minutes left. Let's go to Sim. Sim.
What up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's your thoughts on everything we done talked about?
Well, Khalil Mack, that's not going to happen. Like I said, man, too many other teams with too much more stuff to give up. Right now, Green Bay got two first-round picks. They got their pick and the Saints pick from that draft day trade that they had this year. So they got two first-round picks. So
other teams,
the Jets got almost like $100 million in cap space next year. Those teams with more money, more cap space right now, and more assets to trade. I think they're not going to cut Stewart, man. Stewart's making too much money, and the cap savings is not enough. I still think that he's useful, and the only role I can see him in is he could be like that, maybe that short yardage dude, but I'm thinking more than that. He's going to be the dude that's going to be the finisher. When you got Barkley and Ballman getting the bulk of the carries in the beginning of the game, and they're up, and you got to run the ball to win the game, and the defense is worn down, that's when you bring a dude like Stewart in that's a hammer and just let him run and lean on people towards the end of the game. So that's pretty much the role that I see for him. Odell deserves the money. Odell deserves the money. I mean, what are we talking about here? First 3 years, the man has produced. He would have produced last year if not for the injury. And you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The tone is right, man. They got to let these young boys live their life. People out here act like they wasn't 24 and 25 and making mistakes in life. The only difference is it wasn't magnified the way it is with these guys. They got under the microscope. Because there wasn't no social media during that time and all that. And I'm right there with Tone, man. If I had the type of money Odell had in his age, man, the ignorant stuff that I would be doing, man, let me tell you something. I would be picking up you and O, and, bro, on my off-day on Monday, I would be cruising Stewart ass from sun up to sundown, man. That's just me.
Man. Dude, hey, man.
My bad, Charles, man. I don't know if you tried to call me out, man. I had to handle a little business, but I'm back. Yes, sir.
I did. Hey, man. Hey, I was telling the Sim about Metropolitan and Stewart Ave in Atlanta. What's your thought?
Come on, back in the day?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing like that now.
Hey, so I told him if we had Odell money back then, it's definitely number two spot that we would have been at.
Charles would be damn dead. From AIDS. He do not like using rubbers, man.
Charles might have had about 6 to 8 more kids, man. That's what would have happened.
Man.
I would have been Antonio Cromartie, man.
Facts, man, because you already a bad boy out here now, man. You would have gave him a run, bro. You would have had a starting 11, and you'd have had a couple subs over there.
Man. So, Tone. Big O, we're going to get the Big O ain't on. So Metropolitan and Stewart Ave shut down, man, it's gone.
Nah, it's there, but it ain't like it was. It's a lot of that stuff gone.
Oh.
I mean, the stuff that used to be there is gone. But I mean, knowing that I, you know, getting to know Atlanta like I did, man, I didn't know Metropolitan was that close to downtown like that. I never knew, man, because we always came in from the highway. But Atlanta ain't never
right.
a big circle, man. But yeah, it's still there, but it ain't nothing like it was. It's done all that stuff and, you know, done moved on somewhere else.
We gotta find it, man. We gotta find it for that Monday night game.
Hey, Charles, you know what I'm thinking about doing? If I go with you, man, I'm thinking about getting a home away, man. Do one of them home away.
Yeah. Hey, man. You talking about them beat
the
yeah,
home
was
away, so
yeah, I'm with you. We can go in on that, man. We can go in on it and do something, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, well, hey, man, I was going to ask you a question, Tone. I did have a Panther question, man. I'm just reading on Twitter. What backup quarterback you prefer, Taylor Heinicke or Garrett Gilbert?
It's Heinicke. That's what they call him, Heinicke or Heinicke. That's how
Heinicke,
they pronounce
Heinicke.
It. I'll be honest, man, I've been impressed with Heinicke, man. I've been impressed with him. I would personally take him as my backup from what I've seen. I think this last preseason game is going to give me a lot more to view because they're both going to probably play each half. But from what I've seen, I like Heinicke, man. I like him. He got a little run in him. He's not real big, but he's been throwing a few darts. I mean, we undefeated in the preseason. That ain't all our first string, so.
Hey, man, 82% agree with you on Twitter. 82% agree with you, man. Heinicke.
Right.
I know my team, man.
He looked good. He looked impressive in the preseason. I'm not putting a lot of stock into it, but, I mean, I like what I've seen.
Well, that's what's up. We got Tony Romo. He just entered into the web.com qualifying tournament, man. So he's trying to make the tour. You know, if he make the tour and can get his card, he's going to leave TV and play golf full time. He is trying to qualify. I think it's this weekend or it may be coming up. He's trying to get his tour card for the web.com, which is the minor leagues of PGA Tour. So, hey. That's what's up with Romo. I was looking through a couple of little news things, man. Romo can play that. He can play some golf, man. I don't know if he's PGA level.
Yeah, he can.
He can play. Let me see what else is out there, man. The Tiger Woods. A lot of people talking about the Tiger Woods thing. Like I said, I agree with you, man. They just literally he doesn't like to talk politics, man, especially when it has nothing to do
right.
with golf. And let's be honest, man. I don't really have a problem with Trump. Personally, I don't. I don't have a problem with Trump.
It's funny.
He's an idiot.
Charles, it's funny you say that, man. That's the way I've been. I've been watching this. I've been following this. I don't want to get too political. And I can honestly say, man, Donald Trump to me is necessary. That's how I personally feel.
That's how I feel.
I can't say I would vote for him. I can't really say I would never vote for him. I just know what I'm looking at. That's all I can say about it. And I tell everybody all the time, man, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump, man. He doing what he do. Thought he was going to do something different, and shame on you.
Right. Right. I don't.
He got
man,
me, shoot. He got me, I mean, I tell him in a minute, man, now he gets a little arrogant, and I don't want to stay too much into it because this is a sports show. But he did say in an interview on Fox a few days ago that the economy would crash if he got impeached. And I'm like, you're going a little too far out there, Donald. I mean, come on. The economy is doing some good things, but, man, this economy been rolling way before you became president. You know, stop.
It's more.
But that's Donald Trump.
Trump.
What else would you expect? If you watched the apprentice
and
followed Donald Trump, what would you expect different? That's all I'm tripping off of.
And he got my take on it, man. He's a distraction from the real, from living your everyday life. He ain't gonna, I decided a long time ago, I ain't gonna let this man distract me from what he's saying and what he's doing. Man, I'm out here, I'm gonna make my money. I'm gonna do what I do. You gotta set your own, under your roof in your house, you gotta set your own, you know, you got to make your own way. And the bottom line is, man, I learned that on Obama. Obama didn't do nothing, in my opinion.
Nah.
He was a mascot. So.
Ain't none of that stuff any
Obama.
Different, Charles, man.
Ain't none
Obama,
of that stuff
he just did it a little bit different than Trump. That's basically the bottom line. He was a lot more smoother. Trump more in your face. Obama's a little bit more smoother with it. That's all.
That's true. And I think Big O would tell you that Obama, he did some stuff, man, that a lot of people don't realize. But getting past that, we'll move on. Bob Costas, like he going to leave NBC after 40 years, man. Bob Costas, like I said, I was looking through Twitter. Yeah, man. Let's see. What do you think about that?
I didn't know about that. That must have happened, like, in the last couple of days. Because I would have got something
like
that.
I think it's just today.
Oh, okay. I know it's something fast. Only thing I said about that, I'm wondering if he's going somewhere else. That's what I'm thinking in my head. Is he about to do something on his own? Because one thing I give Costas, man, he do some good interviews, man. I enjoyed when he had that. I think he had it on HBO. I used to watch that. I like his interviews. I like when he sit down and interview people. He kind of gets them to come out with some stuff sometime. But to me, it just seemed like he's going to. I don't think he ended nothing. It seemed like he might be going to got something else up his sleeve to do. But he is getting older though. Bob up there.
Kirk Cousins turned down $90 million from the Jets before signing with the Vikings. That's dumb. He was stupid for that. DRC, I mentioned something on Twitter today and Facebook. Me and Sim have been talking about it. Kind of Sim brought it up. But DRC, man, we was paid, you know, Gettleman were asking for a pay cut. And they say it was estimated he would have made about $2.5 to $3 million, maybe a little more with the pay cut. Didn't take it. You know, he took his ball and went home. Now he ended up with the Raiders. $1 million. He gets dunked the other day because he could have been on this Giants team that's trending up. And not to say the Raiders are not doing some good stuff or won't be in the mix. I'm just saying he left on the table probably about $2 million. He balked at our offer to take a pay cut and he had a base salary of $1 million this year with the Oakland Raiders. So he had a harsh reality check. Again, hey man, if the Raiders offered you $1 million, the other thing is, why wouldn't you call the Giants and say, hey, look man, I know I should have took the pay cut, but I know you guys need a little help. That kind of stuff tells me who DRC really is. And the way he play around, it wasn't a serious leader. It just all comes full circle, man. Why wouldn't you come to the Giants and say, hey, can y'all offer me 1.5? I'll come back over there. I'm familiar with the guys. I've been there. I got an apartment there, whatever the case may be. For him to do that tells me a lot about him and what he thought about the Giants. And it must not just been, you know, bottom line.
And the thing about
kind of
glad he gone. Not right, but that tells me, and a lot of players like this, a lot of that stuff be that pride, too, man. Well, I can go do this. That's why I done got into Ballers real good. I didn't get into Ballers. I was trying to watch it the first season, kind of like Ballers, because it gives you that behind-the-scenes look at what really be going on. And when you was talking, it made me think about the show, because I just watched it last night. And, you know, they started dipping into the skateboarding
Chris
arena.
And
dude running around doing million-dollar skateboard videos.
Right. Well,
yeah, but I didn't want to go too far. But that's what I'd be like. Ballers made me think when you was talking about him. It made me think of the show because it's a lot of ego, man. It's a lot of ego involved, and you think you can go do this and you can do that. Then you realize, and a lot of times they don't want to come with their head between their legs, so they feel like they're showing weakness. But you already showed weakness when you got that $1 million when you had to settle.
All right, Tom.
Hey, guys, real quick, can I say one thing real quick? This may be the last show on this phone number. My show, the same thing, Friday, probably be the last show done with this phone number. The network is changing. So I just want to say that. the next time this show airs, it may have a new number. Just want to let your callers know that.
Yep, yep. Thanks, Black man. And, hey, that's what it is, man. We're going to, you know, me and Black trying to put something together, and then we're going to introduce
put
a
Sam
Big Old Show. Yeah, we got some things that we're putting together, man. We're going to branch out possibly. But we're going to have a meeting on Saturday and see what it do. And I think me and Black could get together with Tone, we'll get with you, man, and just see what the best course of action. But we'll figure it out, guys. We'll figure it out. And, hey, we'll get with y'all throughout the week and give y'all some updates.